It's good to be here this morning.
He's got to.
Hallelujah. Sister Missy there singing out how beautiful heaven must be a while ago.
Yes.
And I went up there to the boat place there, Lavalette, to find me an anchor. Have you got a boat, Brother Tommy? No, I don't have no boat. But I wanted to buy an anchor to use for a prop this morning. I've got two messages here, but the converts that's been praying, they're not here this morning, so I'll save it for another time. But I went to get an anchor to use it for a prop. My anchor holds. My anchor holds me. And Brother Jason, I left the house.
Come on.
And Brother Scotty, heaven opened up in my soul. And Brother Earl, I could hardly see the road for the tears. I was a shout, speaking in tongues, praying and praising and worshiping the Lord. There's that big old long straight stretch before you get to Exxon on Route 75. There's a red pickup truck in front of me. And it was in that time of even where the real pretty red truck, but the sun, the way the sun was there in the sky, and it was just shining on his back window. And his back window just looked so bright, so bright. And his rear view mirror on the side of his truck there, I saw the sun just like that. A bright rays, and I know it was in the natural, but God took me into the spiritual, and I could see the glories of heaven. Lord have mercy, His glory, the brightness of His glory, brighter than the sun. When I saw that and I felt that, and I looked at that distant hillside as I was driving, Brother Scotty, the Holy Ghost, there's no feeling in the world. I told Mary, coming to church this morning, I showed her. I said, there's no feeling in the world like heaven coming down in your soul.
Yes.
That you can see God. You can see the spiritual things. Got up there, that traffic light stopped me, and I had to pull my glasses off, wiping tears. I don't care who looks and who sees it. It don't matter. Raising that hand, thank you, sweet Jesus. Thank you, sweet Jesus. Made a right on the 152. Heading south, went up there another quarter of a mile, pulled into that boat place, going to go in there and find me an anchor. I had to sit there for a minute, let my eyes clear up, Brother Jason, let them clear up, let them clear up. No feeling in the world like Jesus, no feeling in the world like Him. Can we honor Him this morning? Just raise our little hands to Him and praise Him, praise Him. Oh, that awaits us, what awaits us is beyond a mortal tongue could explain. How beautiful heaven must be, my. No need for a sun, moon, stars, or even a candle to shine in that city, for the Lamb is the light thereof. Down here, no matter how bright the sun is, there's shadows when the sun shines. If it shines in this direction here, there'll be a shadow there. But can I tell you, when you make it to the street of gold and you walk in to that city of glass and walls of jasper, there's not a spot nowhere. There's no shadow in that city.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The light of God feels it from corner to corner. Can you imagine 1,500 miles wide, 1,500 miles long, 1,500 miles high? Thank God. And the love of God feels the whole city. The light of God fills the whole city. Not a frown there nowhere. Everybody wears a smile. Everybody's happy over there. Ain't you glad you're going to a better place? Paul said it's far better. He said, I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed. We're at in us. Hallelujah. We can only contain a blessing so much. No, we don't know what to do with it. But can you imagine, we go from mountaintop to mountaintop. We go from glory to glory. We have our low places. We go through the valley. We cross deserts. We have to swim rivers sometimes. But thank God for the mountaintop experiences when we got an effort to see the glory of God. And we push everything behind us and say, I'm going to climb, Lord, and I'm going to go a little higher. And I ain't satisfied living in this valley. I'm going to move my mountain mailbox to the top of the mountain. Raise your little hand and praise Him. I want a mountaintop experience this morning. I don't want to be in the low places with the chickens. No, Lord. Will I feel the Lord this morning? I want to mount up with the wings of an eagle. I want to run and not be weary. And I want to walk and not faint. Come on, it's time to mount up, come on, into the glory of the Lord. How many wants to see the face of Jesus? How many wants to behold the glory of God? It's time to climb and to ascend the mountain of the Lord and to stand in His holy place with clean hands and a pure heart and a sanctified mind. Hallelujah, and a sanctified body. I said it's time that we break through the flesh barrier. Hallelujah to the Lord. And say, God, I'm going to lay the flesh aside and the carnal things of this world. I want more of You. It ain't the carnal things that'll satisfy You. It ain't the worldly things. Hallelujah. It'll leave you empty and it'll leave you dry. Hallelujah to the Lord. There's enough depression to go around for billions of people. But there is a victory, and that there is an overcoming power, and that there is a high place. Hallelujah. Thanks be on high places. I said, God's got a high realm. He's got a heavenly realm. Raise your hand, hey, and praise Him.
Praise the Lord.
I get excited anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
And people might have felt that rub them wrong there a while ago when I was shouting and praising Him and trying to exhort you and beg you to get in.
Come on,
Brother Thomas. You know where I get this at?
Where?
I get it before I come to the house of the Lord.
Come on, Brother Thomas. Yeah.
Right.
And my pastor knows what I'm a feeling.
Yeah.
He knows where I'm a coming from.
That's right.
Hallelujah. I get into my study, and I open up the Bible, and I begin to read, and I'll lay it on my lap until the tears flow.
Oh, yeah.
Do you always do that as soon as you open the lid of your Bible, Brother Tommy? No. No, listen, but if you spend time with God long enough, come on, quit hurrying.
Yeah.
We're living in a rat race society. Yes, we are. We've got so many irons in the fire. We've got so many people to see. We got so many things to do. We're so occupied. Come on now. We forget to spend quality time with the Lord. Listen, there have been times I got in that seat in my little study. Come on. And I open up my Bible and I would pray, and I'd start off with praying, Jesus, I love You. God, I thank You for saving me. I thank You for my home. I thank You for my health. I thank You for my bills being paid. I thank You for supplying my need. I thank You for the automobiles that I drive. I thank You that You've kept me and my wife. You blessed us. You made ways when it looked like there was no ways. When I begin to thank Him and begin to praise Him, and then I look inside of the Word. My son, attend to my Word, and incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them. And health to all of their flesh. Raise your little hand. There's life in Jesus. And open up the Bible and let Him walk out of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And let Him walk right down in your life. He is the healer. He's the resurrection. He is the life. He's the redeemer of mankind. He is a wonderful Savior. He's the light of the world. He's my bread of life. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise
this
God.
Thing starts at home.
Yes.
Starts at home.
You have to get it at home, and when you come here, nobody has to take a 10-foot long tube before and pry you out of your seat.
That's right.
Yeah.
Get it at home.
Come on.
For the Father seeketh such to worship Him. There's just something about drawing nigh to God. James says, draw nigh unto God and He will draw nigh unto you. If you take one step toward Him, He'll take two steps toward you. Raise your little hand. I want to get closer, Lord. I don't want to follow You off, Lord, too far. I don't want to be like Peter to follow the Lord afar off. Come on, the farther You get away from the fire, the darker it gets. I want the light to fill my soul.
Yes, amen. Come on. Come on.
Oh, Jesus, I got two messages. I don't know which way to go here.
Come on.
Come on.
You ever been there, Brother Jason?
Yeah.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Which way, Jesus, you want me to go?
Yes.
Turn your Bibles to me, with me this morning, into Jonah. Into the book of Jonah. right after Obadiah. Go past Joel and Obadiah. Go past Hosea, Daniel. It's a few books over from Daniel. Toward the New Testament, Jonah. You'll find Jonah. Oh, let's let the Lord talk to us this morning. How about it?
Come on.
Jonah in the Hebrew means a dove. Dove, D-O-V-E. You know how gentle a dove is? How many's ever heard these doves coo?
Yeah.
Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo! So gentle, so gentle. But Jonah in this story is more like a hawk than he is a dove. His nature turns into a hawk. So what's God going to do to him? Can you say this one? And I want the nature of the dove. Yes, I do, God.
Yes.
Now hold your place right there when you get it. I'm going to go up the road and I'll come back and get you. I want to go to heaven. It's in my heart to go, but I've got to obey God to get there.
Right.
This morning, we're going to look deep into the heart and the life of God's prophet Jonah. But before we do, we may ask ourselves the question, does it pay to serve the Lord?
Does it pay?
Yes.
Yes.
If we answer when God calls us and we do His bidding, we will be blessed. Our families and those around us will be blessed. They'll be benefited from our obedience to God. We must assuredly know that when the Lord calls us and we give Him our hearts and our lives, we must obey Him in everything He tells and shows us.
Yes.
There are dangers and great perils in life when we go away from Him.
Right.
Listen, to be disobedient and out of the Lord's will is the most fearful, uncertain, and unsafest places to be.
Yes.
That's one thing for sure you don't want to do, and you cannot afford to get out of God's will.
Amen.
And to disobey Him.
Right.
Hang with me. Hold your place.
Come on.
I don't want to fail my Lord who called me and He saved me by His grace. Here am I, Lord, send me.
Here am I,
Lord, I give you my hands. Here, Lord, I'll be your witness. Yes, Lord, I'll pray. Yes, Lord, I'll be a light for you. What do you want me to do? I'll be your hands to give. I'll be your feet to minister, to go and to help. I'll be a support. How many wants that kind of spirit this morning?
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
You might say, how, Brother Tommy, do I know if I'm in God's divine will and I'm pleasing to Him? I can tell you that there will be a down deep peace inside of your heart.
Yes.
You will have an inward confidence and a blessed assurance deep inside of you that you'll know that everything is all right with your soul before God. You'll know it. You'll know it. You'll feel it. Hey, Brother Anthony, you will have a witness in your life as you walk in God's will that He's nigh to you and He's walking close to you. Woo! The Spirit of the Lord will witness to you in different ways. You will see His hand move for you in your life, making ways for you when you step out and obey. He's the one that supplies your need. The Holy Ghost will bless your soul. He'll answer your prayers and prove Himself to you, and you will see others touched and saved and blessed by your obedience. God will manifest Himself to you when you're in His will and pleasing Him. You will have His favor. Give Him a praise this morning. Woo. Hey Lord, I want your favor. I want your touch, oh God, in my life.
Amen.
Hold with me. Proverbs 28:20, a faithful man shall abound with blessings. Blessings shall be upon the head of the just. Come on now. A faithful man shall abound. There'll be blessings in a faithful man or woman's life. Oh Lord. We're going to go into the life of Jonah and watch him learn the greatest lesson that he ever learned in his whole life. And he learned it the
hard way.
Lord have mercy. You know those kind of lessons stick with you.
Yeah.
I've missed it. And it hurts. Whew. Bad. Yeah. How many of you know that we learn by experience?
Right.
Believe me, when we disobey the Lord and get out of His will, we, along with Jonah, will find ourselves at the mercy of the elements. And believe me, they're cruel.
Right.
You sure can be cast overboard in life and sink to the bottom when you step out of God's boundary.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. If God wants you and He's called you into a certain place, you better stay there.
Right.
If God's given you a certain thing to do, occupy it. Obey Him. Do what He's called you to do. Don't you dare. Don't look any other direction. God told Joshua, look not to the right, look not to the left, but behold the law of the Lord. For you, if you observe my law, thou shalt prosper in the way that I send you. Raise your little hand and praise Him. I want to prosper. Oh Lord, stay where God's put you. Do what God's called you to do. Obey His voice when He speaks to you.
Right.
I'm teaching you this morning.
Well,
we learn by experience.
Jeremiah
2:19, thine own wickedness shall correct thee, and thy backsliding shall reprove thee. Go therefore and see that it is an evil thing and bitter that thou hast forsaken the Lord thy God, and that my fear is not in thee, saith the Lord God of hosts. Experience sometimes is our best teacher.
Yes.
Even a little child learns not to do certain things because it hurts and causes pain. I won't do that no more. Come on, Jonah. You better run. You better go do God's bidding. Hurry, Jonah. Hurry, hurry. God's speaking to you. Listen. This preacher, Tommy Roman, standing before you here this morning. I can tell you that sometimes I've learned the hard way, and the Lord never, ever wants to harm us. It is never His intention. He allows our trials at times, you know why? To draw us closer to Him.
Yes.
He allows our trials sometimes that we'll press harder, because the harder you press, the stronger you get in Him.
Right.
Come on.
Yes.
Weightlifters in the natural, they'll start off with 120 pounds on the barbells.
Yeah.
They want to build the physical man. And they get in there on that weight bench and they put 120 pounds on that bar and they begin to press it. Five times and they're down and out. I got to put that thing up, man. I can't handle it.
Yeah.
I can't handle that weight. God knows our abilities. He knows what we can withstand. But when He looks out and He sees trouble in ahead of us, and He sees an old slimy devil, a tempter, and He sees the fiery darts that the devil and the traps that the devil's going to set for you, God wants to build your faith inside of you and build an inward strength in you that when you meet that trial, you'll have strength to overcome Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. So why does God allow trials? It strengthens us spiritually. It puts weight up on us and we strain against it and we get stronger and stronger. That man, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, he's now up for 150.
Yeah.
A month down the road, he's up to 170. He's on, he keeps up going. One guy up at the plants, bench pressing 450 pounds. He's about the size of Tom, Brother Tom. 450 pounds. He had awfulest muscles ever was. I wouldn't want to tangle with him. I wouldn't want to make him mad.
No.
Lord have mercy, he'd come at me a snort and I'd run. But what I'm saying is, when the devil looks at you, I feel teaching ground here this morning. When the devil sees you, he knows exactly what bothers you.
Yeah.
He's acquainted with your ways also. He knows how to push the right buttons on you. He knows your weakness and he'll come and he'll hit that very weakness.
Yeah.
But when you spend time with the Lord, listen, and in His Word, you begin to lift the weights of His Word and bring them down in your heart. And you begin to praise God and pour your heart out to Him. There's something on the inside. It builds up a resistance. Come on, say, Lord, build up a resistance in me. Build up a resistance in me, Jesus, when the enemy comes alive and when he comes attempting and trying me. Build up something, a strong tower inside of me. Raise your other hand and praise Him. Oh, God wants us strong.
Yes, amen.
You're right.
Yes. Thank you,
Jesus. Come on. Hang on to Jonah. Praise God. The Lord wants us saved. He wants us safe. He wants us blessed. He wants it well with our soul, both here and the hereafter. So many times we harm ourselves and cause our own hardships and our own problems, and we have our own selves to blame.
Yeah.
How many times do we blame the devil? You stinking devil. When it was us, we opened the door.
Yeah.
We stepped out wrong.
Right.
We acted wrong. We did wrong. We allowed things. Come on now. Come on. We brought it on ourselves.
Right.
In my almost 47 years, Brother Jason, of serving my God, I have learned many important lessons. Wisdom for me came the hard way sometimes, but I learned through it the voice of the Lord, and He has saved me from many pitfalls and many messes.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Have I been perfect? No. Have you been perfect? No. Have we ever missed it? Yes. Have we ever fallen sometimes through our weakness? Yes. But through it, I learned. You learned how to please God. You learned how to walk with Him. You learned how to trust the Lord. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus will take you through. I said, Jesus will help you cross. Hallelujah. I first came to the Lord and gave Him my heart to serve. I've had my ups and my downs. There's been times that I was self-willed and wanted to do things my way. And I missed the Lord. I got out of His will and I suffered for it. I know what it's like to fail and have the Lord to reprove me and correct me with His chastening. And oh, it hurts. I would have rather, listen, Brother Chuck, I would have rather had my dad to take a whip, listen, a strap, a big leather strap, and beat me half to death across my back and let the whelps rise up, come on, and bring the blood out of my back than to have God to whip me. Lord, you talk about when God chastens you for doing wrong and not obeying Him. He lays the chastening rod not upon your back, but He lays it upon your inner man. I said He lays it upon your very heart, and you talk about hurting. It hurts when God pulls His Spirit away from you, and when you feel like you're walking alone, my Lord, you talk about hard ground to cross over, when you can't feel the presence of God and He's pulled away from you. That is His whipping. Raise your hand and praise Him. My Lord in heaven, teach me, God, to stay in Your will.
Yes.
I want the blessing of God. Come on now, I want the blessing of God.
Yes.
I better say this. You're going to have your problems if you're a sinner or if you are a Christian. You will have your ups, your downs. Come on. You'll have your problems. You'll have your afflictions. You'll have your trials. But the great big difference is between the sinner and the backslider and us children of God. I've got God with me. I've got God with me. I've got the Lord with me. I've got the Lord on my side. I've got His Spirit inside of me. Hey, I'd rather go through it. Come on. I'd rather go through the fire and have Jesus with me than to be out of His will and to burn up. Come on, raise your hand and praise Him. Who's that fourth man walking in the fire? He's like unto the Son of God. Yes, He is. We'll be thrown in a furnace sometimes and be put in a crucible of testing, and the fire's going to be turned up. God would try every one of our hearts to see if we are determined to save Him or not.
Yeah.
Serve You, Lord. Serve You, Lord. You know what that metal worker does? He puts the gold in the bath in that big old vessel. It's got impurities in it. It's been dug out of the ground. It's come out of the hills. It's come out of those mines, those deep mines. It's got dirt and it's got other metals, but inside of those golden hunks of pure gold, it's not pure yet. It's not pure, big hunks of gold. But there's other metals. There's impurities in it. And he sticks it and he puts it in that oven and he turns up the heat. He sets the fire to it, and it is hotter and hotter and hotter and hotter. And as it does, it begins to boil, boil. Have you ever been in that place, Lord, 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 what's going on in my life? Why, God, am I going through this and suffering this? Could it be that we've got attitudes?
Come on.
Could it be that we've got hang-ups in the way we, our actions and our conversation needs to be purified? Come on now, our attitudes need to be refined. So God turns the heat up. You know what he's trying to do is to get us see ourselves as a fire begins to burn. Let you to see. Let you see your own faults and your own shortcomings, where you're coming up short at. You see your own flaws like God sees them when the fire is turned up. Oh, Lord, turn the fire off, God. Turn the fire off. God says, no. Do you want to serve me? Buy me gold, try it in the fire. Do you really want to walk on a street of purest gold? I've got to refine you before you get there. I've got to clean the impurities out of you before I let you in my holy heaven. I felt that go all over me. Raise your little hand. We got attitudes. We got character problems about us. We don't have enough love that Christ wants us to have. We need his holiness.
Amen.
Come on, amen.
Amen. Glory to God.
Right.
He keeps a cranking her up. And that metallurgist looks down in there, and you know when he knows when to turn the heat off is because he reaches over and gets that big old scoop. And he says, I see all the impurities now. They've come to the top of this metal. Oh, this gold is pure under there. And he takes that big old scoop, and he scoops off all the impurities. That metallurgist looks in her and sees his own reflection. That's what Jesus is doing on us right now. He wants to make us into a vessel of honor. Oh, yes, he does. He wants his image to show through us to the world. Raise your little hand and praise him. Jesus, I want your love. I want to be faithful, Lord. Come on. I want to be where you want me to be spiritually. I want to be in the place you want me to be spiritually. I want to be in that place, a chosen vessel.
Yes. Amen.
When he turns that fire off and he scoops all that off there, he's got some pure gold.
Right. Yeah.
Pure gold.
Right.
Come on, sweet Jesus, work on me. Yes, feel me, Lord, with the Spirit. Thrill my heart. I feel teaching ground this morning.
Amen.
Oh, Lord. I'm sorry, children. Hold and grasp the sword of the Spirit. I'll be there. I'm just following God. Yes, I've learned. A lot of times I was self-willed. I wanted to do things on my way, and I missed the Lord, and I got out of his will. Oh, how I suffered. I don't think there's any of God's children here this morning who have not messed up and missed it since they've started on their spiritual journey to heaven. Is anybody here perfect? Has anybody ever missed it? My Lord, they already in heaven, Brother Jason. Nobody moved. Oh, my. We're in heaven. I didn't know it. Glory to God. Oh, children, I love you guys. I love teaching. It's God put it in my bones, man. He put it in my marrow when he saved me, when he saved me, when he saved me. He put something in there to dig out the nuggets. You know, when you preach, you skip from mountaintop to mountaintop. You hit the high places. But Lord God Almighty, whenever you get down in the scripture and you begin to dig, you know, it takes you right down and you dig right down in those mines of those shafts. And you get down in there and you see where the vein of gold is and the silver is and you dig it out. That's what it is of the Word of God. How many wants to dig it out of there? How many wants Jesus to speak to you through his Word and God reveal to you? I feel the Lord. How many of you want God to speak to you through the Word, through his Spirit? Hallelujah. Deal with me, Jesus. Deal with my heart. Make me more like you.
Yes.
Well, Micah 7:8, rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. There will be times that you will fall. You'll get bruised and scuffed up, but get back up. Get back up. Dust yourself off and go on with the Lord. Don't let the devil beat you down over it. How many knows God forgives?
Yes.
He restores.
Yes.
He reinstates. He still shows mercy when we need it. He don't give up on us when he knows. Listen, when God knows we've got a heart to serve him, he won't give up on us.
Right.
He'll deal with us and show us things in our life that we need to do and to change to make us better. Hey, Jonah. Jonah.
Come on.
Can you come here and talk to us this morning? Jonah 1:1. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Oh God, you don't realize what you're doing, Jonah. And he went down, underscore it, he went down to Joppa. And he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down. Second down. One down after another. He went down into it, into that ship, to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a what?
Great
wind into the sea. And there was a mighty tempest like a hurricane in the sea, so that the ship was likened to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid and cried every man unto his God. And it got so bad that they cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the side of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. How far can you go away from God till you get in a complete dead sleep?
Yeah.
A sound sleep. That nothing can wake you.
Yeah.
I went to school with the boys about 2 years under me in high school. His name was so-and-so. He had a problem. He had a medical problem. Time to get up and go to school. So I'm going there and shake him. His mommy told me this. He'd wake up, look at her. She'd walk out of the room. Back out of it. Go in there and say, you're going to miss the bus, son. Get up, go. Get dressed, get dressed, get dressed. Okay, Mom. I know what I need to do. How many's ever been in a place, I just know what I need to do. But why don't I do it? Why don't I do it?
Come on.
You know what she said? She told me I had to go in there to the sink and get a washcloth and soak it in cold water and bring it in there and squeeze it right on his face and slap it on his face to wake him up. He'd come out of there like this. Yes, Mom. Yes, Mom. He's ready to get dressed. What will it take? Will it take some kind of a cold experience to wake God's slumbering saints up? When you walk away from the Lord, listen to me, when you walk away from the Lord, you're walking in cold areas.
Yeah, yeah, you are.
You're walking in cold places.
Yeah. Yes.
It's scary.
Yeah.
When you're in a cold place and you can't feel the warmth of God's Spirit, listen, there's a fear that grips you. There's a fear that grips you. I feel the Lord right here. I feel him right here. Raise your little hand. Lord, we need to fear you when you call us. Jesus, we need to fear you, Lord, when we hear your voice. We must obey. Don't drift away from him. You'll get on dangerous territory.
Right.
Oh, God.
Oh, yes.
I feel like teaching this morning. So the shipmaster, the captain comes. The men up there, I don't know how many mariners were. They were calling on their gods. There was many gods back then. Many gods. Ra, the sun god, all kind of gods that they called on. The storm wouldn't cease. It wouldn't quit. Listen, when our Almighty God gives the word, nothing can hold back. Nothing can hold back. Creation is more obedient than men are. Listen, the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, what meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us, that we perish not. Listen, if you ever get a call from God, answer the phone.
Oh, God.
I said, if you ever get a call from God, answer the phone.
Answer the phone.
Woo!
Praise God.
Answer the phone. He's a ringing. He's a ringing your number. Hey, God. Ring. God's the one to talk to you. Ring.
Ring it.
Ring. Ring. Hello. Who is it? This is the Lord. I can tell you, if you ever get a call from God, the God of this universe, you better answer the phone in your heart. Your Maker is calling you, and it's the call, a call that you don't want to ever miss in life. It's God's call.
Amen.
Woo! You don't want to miss this call. My wife Mary will tell you many times, phone rings about two or three times. She'll tell me, she said, babe, you better run and get that phone, answer the phone before they hang up. I know where I'm at. When God calls, God don't always call you day and night.
Yeah.
I tell you, I see my Jesus all walking through Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John. Some cities that he walked through only one time through. He passed only one time through into their cities and passing their villages and their houses. I'm telling you, if you ever get a call of God, you better answer it, because he might not come by your way again.
You're right.
Oh,
oh Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
Woo! Thank you, sweet Jesus. What's that preacher you listen to, Brother Chuck, has a tent over here in Ohio?
Calvin Ray.
Calvin Ray. I've got one of these books. They was having a revival. And he said in that revival, he preached his heart out in that service. God gave him a message to preach. He said, I noticed the man back there in the back. He said, I looked at him, and he said, he looked familiar, but I couldn't place him. And said, I gave the altar call, said, God was dealing with people. Some were weeping. Some saw their need. Some come forward and said, that man seemed like to just stand there and so stoic and just like a statue. He stood there. And he gave an altar call. People came, and the man got up and walked out. Calvin Ray said, the Spirit of God said to him, go and follow him. Calvin Ray said, I went out the door of that church and I caught him before he got to his car. He said, sir, do I know you? God have mercy. He said, you look familiar. He said, why didn't you come up and pray tonight? The message was touching people. Why didn't you come up and seek the Lord? Why didn't you come up to the altar? God wasn't dealing. He told Calvin Ray and looked into Calvin Ray's eyes. He said, many years ago, Calvin Ray, he said, your daddy, your godly daddy, was in a revival. And he said, the Holy Ghost began to convict my heart. And he said, your dad preached with such an unction. And God wasn't dealing with my heart that night. And I'll never forget it, Calvin Ray. He said, he pulled on my heart to come and pray. He said, I told the Lord I didn't want it and I wasn't ready for it. He said, it's been years ago. And he said, I can't feel God anymore. He said, God don't call me anymore. He don't draw me like he used to. He said, I went to churches before and I asked God did one more time that he would deal with my heart. But I can't take back what I said. I told him to leave me alone, that I wasn't ready yet. He said, it's cold where I'm a walking Calvin Ray. He said, I'd give anything in my life. He said, if I could feel the Spirit of the Lord dealing with my heart. Lord, but he won't call me no more.
Amen.
Oh, God.
You're right, Brother Tom.
Oh, God.
Answer the call.
Answer the call.
Answer the call.
Answer.
God's calling. God's calling. God's a drawing. And God's a dealing. You better answer. You don't want to end up like Jonah. It was by the mercies of God the man ever made it back to God.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Raise your little hand. Father, I praise you this morning, Lord, for what we know. What we know and what we have seen, dear Jesus, and what we have felt right here in this church. Your presence that has come, and you have witnessed our hearts. Lord, we should be more and more thankful, greatly thankful for what we know and what we feel. God, don't let us take our salvation for granted. What you've done for us. Let us maintain that call and never forget your voice, Lord, that spoke to our hearts. Praise him, church. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Jesus, 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 Jesus.
Yes.
When the Lord calls you, that means he wants you.
He wants you.
Oh, God.
You're important to him.
Amen.
He sees the worth of your soul. He sees the importance of your future. When he calls, he wants you. He loves you. He wants you for a reason. Don't ever let it slip by. Don't ever do it. He's interested in you. Maybe those around you ain't, but God cares about you. Oh, he's got something for you if he calls. Listen, I said that Jesus has something for you when he calls you.
Yeah.
God wants to talk to you personally and give you good things and give you good instructions and directions. When the Lord speaks, he speaks directly to your heart. If your phone rings from heaven, from heaven's throne, answer it. God's a calling. He's got something special for you. And when you answer the call, it'll touch others. Raise your hand and praise him. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. If they want to come to the pen, I'm going to make a part two out of this. Brother Jason, I can't help it. Sometimes you can go with something, and after a while, the spirit wears off of it. And I don't want to... Because it gets to its pounding after a while, rather than me going on and on and on with it. Listen, but I think you got the message this morning. That dove, Jonah, the dove, is getting ready to turn into a hawk. He wants people destroyed. There is a reason that man did not want to go to Nineveh. 500 miles from Joppa, he could have got on a ship and went to Nineveh. You know how far he wanted to go from the Lord? He boarded and found a ship going to Tarshish, which is now modern-day Spain, 2,500 miles in the complete opposite direction.
Yes.
You can't outrun God. There'll be multitudes in hell that'll never forget the voice of God that dealt with them. And oh, if they had their chance over to answer the call, to answer the call. Would you stand with me here this morning? I can't make a part one out of this. I can't go through it all, Brother Jason. I need to go another week with this. As they come here and sing this morning, is God ringing your phone? Has God got a word for you? Is the call of God in your life for something? Has God placed you in a place to be a witness and a light? Is God telling you about things in your life that you need to improve on? The phones are ringing. God's a dealing. God's a dealing. God wants you closer to him. Let's find a place to pray this morning. Come on. The Lord is drawing. He's calling. He's wanting you to obey him. Come on, children. Please obey Jesus. Please. You'll know. How will I know, Brother Tommy, I'm in the will of God? Because there'll be a down deep satisfaction in your soul. Yes, you'll have your troubles. Yes, you'll have your afflictions and your trials. But there'll just be something. There is something. There's something, Jesus, in my soul keeping me. There is a happiness. There is a joy. There is a contentment. Through it all. Through all the hardship and the trial. There's just something. I've got a peace on the inside. Because I'm in his will.
He compels me to go when I would rather stay. He sent me another valley.
Yes.
Once again today.
Yes, Jesus.
Amen.